wassail.
We wassail the trees that they may bear, many an apple, many a pear. For more or less fruit they will bring, as we give to them in our wassailing.
And it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and a joy be to you for a jolly wassail.
Wassail!
The Apple Tree Man. Once there was an old farmer with two grown-up sons, as different as apples and pears. The oldest was cheerful and charming, whereas his younger brother was miserable and mean. But when their father died, it was the youngest son who inherited the farm, and the eldest had to beg for a place to live. Well, you can have the old shed on the hill and any animals that are left inside, as well as the old orchard. But you must pay me a rent, sixpence, every year on Twelfth Night. When the older brother went to the shed, he saw that it was in a terrible state. Inside, he found a donkey with a stiff leg and an ox with a bent back. Outside, the trees in the orchard were also looking worse for wear. And feeling dejected, the eldest son went wandering into the woods until he met an old woman outside her cabin. After listening to his story, she taught him how to forage for healing plants to make medicine for his sick animals. And so every day he made a poultice to go onto the donkey's leg and the back of the ox, and slowly their health returned. The older brother shoveled their manure onto the roots of the old apple trees, and soon they were thriving too. By autumn, the branches were burgeoning with apples. Some he ate, but most he turned into cider. The rest of the year went merrily by until early January, when there was a sudden knock at the door. There was his younger brother, with a reminder about the rent. Well, the eldest son had no money to pay. "Well," said his brother, "I've heard rumours that the animals on this farm have the power of speech on Twelfth Night, and they might speak of hidden, buried treasure. So, if you let me listen to the animals tonight, I'll let you off the rent, just for this year." The eldest son agreed, and then he went inside to the cider barrel, but sadly, there was only half a cup left. But then he remembered his father's midwinter tradition, to wish good health to the orchard. Outside, he stood in front of the oldest apple tree and poured his cup of cider onto its roots. Suddenly, the branches turned into arms and a face appeared in the bark. There was the apple tree man.
"Thank you. I do love a drop of my own juice. Well, listen to me. Why don't you dig underneath my left root and don't tell your brother about whatever you might find?"
The older brother went inside, found a spade, and then gently dug beneath the tree's roots. Sure enough, he found a box of treasure, which he hid inside the shed. And that night the younger brother came to listen to the animals. When he heard the two creatures speaking about how good their health was and how well the orchard was doing. But they didn't speak about buried treasure, because it wasn't buried anymore.
A song to start the year. Each apple thanked, another song from us. Each tree blessed, another song from us. Better a prayer than a wish. Better a blessing than a request. Better a thanks than a thirst. Better a warmth than a loss. Better a rest than a rot. Better a shadow than a drought. Better a fire than a harm. Better a sleep than a starve. Better seasons and trust. A drink to your health. Another song from us. Another song from us.
A blessing. Warm words on a cold evening. A full moon on a dark night. A steady heartbeat in the stillness. And an easy road all the way to your door.
This recording was embellished with the generous spoken word contributions of local people, as well as the field recordings from contributors to the freesound.org website. For a full list of credits, please visit www.picnicintheparks.org.uk.